Okay, I was gone for a minute, but I'm back now. Yeah. Happy Thanksgiving to those that celebrate. Happy Black Friday. Hopefully you got what you wanted. Happy early Cyber Monday for those who are participating in that. I kind of already got what I want, but I might be able to, you know, charge a little bit more of my credit card just to go out for something. More life, more love to everybody. You already know what time it is. LA Khalil into the spotlight. I believe episode 16. I will make sure that's correct eventually. How are we feeling? How is our mental health? You know, like real talk. Like, how are we feeling now that we've been a month in into November, where a lot of people, shout out to my UK gals and things up in there. It's snowing, which is something that I told one of my friends back there touching road. Just, I have a love-hate relationship with the snow. And that's because I love how the snow looks. Like, you know, like, no, New York or, you know, places like Sweden or whatever, where the snow just looks like magical. I love it. But I absolutely hate being cold. You know, like, who wants to feel cold? You know, comfortable. You know, granted, like, I love hoodies. Everyone that knows me knows I love hoodies. But I just don't like feeling cold. Only time I like feeling cold is when I have the AC on at, you know, 60, 59 degrees. You know what I mean? So only if when I can control it and I'm going to be warm. Like, I'm going to be asleep eventually. So I'm not going to, like, endure the cold. With, you know, like, blisters and, you know, icicles falling from the sky and hail and all that type of stuff. So I can only deal with the cold if I can control it, you know. But back to the main point, again, mental health is, you know, we've already established some time with the days kind of, you know, getting darker faster. How are we dealing with that? How are we dealing with coming up with different solutions to deal with this? You know, we talked about exercise. We talked about stretching, yoga. We talked about solutions. But how are we going about actually tackling? And, you know, one thing about solutions to a problem is if there's more than one solution, there's more than one option. So while you can say, okay, I'm going to gravitate towards stretching in the morning and stretching at night. That's going to help my body loose, and that's going to make me feel a bit better. Don't just stick to that. Stick to, okay, I'm going to do 15 minutes of stretching, and then I'm going to go turn off all the lights, and I'm going to pray. Or I'm going to read a book. You know, I'm going to watch a really good movie that I've been, you know, putting off, you know, like, try to find the options, but don't make it like the permanent schedule. You get what I'm saying? Like, for me, I work out at night. I work out at nighttime, and I love it because the gym is closed. You know, it's just me in there. And then after I go from the gym, I will go outside, 10, 15 minutes of stargazing. Just looking at the sky, because I love the sky. I love how it looks. And then, you know, I go a little bit to the pool. I go sit down at the pool, and I just look at the lights. You know, that the pool lights, I think it's amazing. And I'll go on the phone or, you know, to talk to somebody, or I just listen to some music and walk around the pool. Like, those are things that are getting me outside of the walls, getting outside of myself, and, you know, two out of three things have me moving, working out and walking around the pool. Like, I am still moving, and I'm not, you know, ISO, I'm not, you know, idle, I'm up, I'm moving, and that's really important to me. I think another thing, you know, for those that have the financial allowance, I say, you know, try going out to a new restaurant. Try going out to a new, you know, new place that you haven't been before. You know, like, if you can. Like, you know what? I'm done putting this off. I'm going to go to this restaurant. I'm going to, you know, reserve it, book it Friday night. Bam. And guess what? Even if it's just you, that's okay. Because when dealing with depression, we're dealing with seasonal affective disorder. We're dealing with being in a position where your mental health is at jeopardy. You are not trying to please, prove, or make anyone better other than you. Keep that in mind and do not forget that. Do not forget that. Okay? And again, I know, you know, October, it kind of starts in October. The, what is it called? The coughing season. Listen, one thing that I do not recommend is having sex with not a clear, I say, how can I say it? Don't just be having sex for no reason, you know, and don't be having sex with someone that you don't want to have sex again with and don't actually like. You know what I mean? Like, I've learned that, you know, sex is, it. I mean, I didn't have to learn this, but sex is an intimate thing. You know, it's an intimate act that you and another person join forces with to make happen, you know, kind of like a dance. You're not going to dance with somebody you don't want to, because if you already don't want to dance with them, you don't really care if it's good or not, right? And secondly, don't have sex with someone when if you're just trying to escape your stuff. You know what I mean? That's using someone. Don't use anyone. All right? Do not have sex with someone thinking, oh, this is going to cure my problems. This is going to make me better. It's not. It's actually going to make you worse, because then you're going to have feelings for someone, because you're going to have feelings after the sex. That's like a fact. Like, after having sex with someone, you two are now, like, you know, more closer, even if you realize it or not, you know. So don't just be having sex with someone for no means, you know. Have sex, of course, consensual, and let it be what it is, but don't just, you know, use sex to run away from your problems or yourself. So that's what I have to say about that. Yeah, sex. Well, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah, that sex thing. moving on. Yo, we're less than like 2 days, 3-4 days from December, and we're very close to January 2022. What are you doing? What have you been doing to get prepared, to get ready? What are you doing? What have you been doing to already be ready for the new year? That's what you need to keep focusing on as well. You know, again, you know, seasonal affective disorder isn't something that hits everybody. And again, bless those that don't have to deal with it. But we all have to deal with the new year. We all have to deal with being ready for the new year. A person, a business person, you know, a school, any business entity person that's working, they always have to get ready for the new year, the new, you know, the next quarter, things of that nature. You have to get ready. Don't fall behind. Okay, don't. Right now, this is the time where you're supposed to be getting ready for it. You know, don't slip in behind, and then, you know, it's kind of like school, you know, like summer school. Take the summer school courses so you're kind of refreshed and you're kind of, you know, you're ready. You already know what's, you're already aware, and then bam, you know. So it's just not simple, but it's roundabout things that I think everyone has to do, because it's not a simple thing for everybody. Everyone's needs and wants are different. You know, especially for the new year. But I'm very devastated, and I'm very taken aback at the loss of Virgil. Virgil was like head director of Louis Vuitton. He was a father, a husband, a brother, a cousin, an uncle. You know, he was a staple not only in, you know, culture, but just, you know, the black community. And you will hear rappers and other artists talk about him and praise his work and himself. I'm very devastated at the loss of him. Virgil, I cannot pronounce his last name. I'm not even going to try. But if you're aware of Louis Vuitton or even Kanye West or Drake, you've heard them mention Virgil before. That's who they're talking about. And my condolences and all my energy is towards the family and to him. You know, this is just very devastating and nothing but love, of course, to the family and the friends and the fans of him, and to Louis Vuitton and to the many communities that he had a presence and impact in. Colon cancer and cancer in general, I have never experienced any of it, but I can only imagine how severe and painful it can be. And to continue to work and live as much as he did with such a devastating disease, you know, blessings towards him. You know, that's a testament to his strength and willpower as a person and as a creator and someone that just loves his work and just loves doing what he can. More blessings, more lives to him. And again, my condolences. May he rest in paradise and much love. Okay. Again, you know, life will show you how it has no rules. It has no boundaries. It has no favorites. Life is, it doesn't discriminate towards anyone, you know. And I feel like if we accept that, you know, let's accept our position in life and let's make the best out of it. That's when we can get closer to being the best selves, to our best, you know, our best selves, you know. You know, life is too short to be hating. Life is too short to be second guessing. Life is too short to be self-doubting and judgmental to yourself and to others. Life is too short, ladies and gentlemen. Do what you can right now. You know, I'm recording this. It is 6:19 p.m. Okay, now 6:20 p.m. Sunday, November 28th, 2021. I'm doing this because I love what I do. I love the things that I talk about because it's important to me, and I feel as though it's a very important space for others to know and to listen. Mental health and self-improvement. That's why I do this, to help others, you know, and in list of it helping others, it does help myself. I learned things about myself, and when I do research and I look up things, I learn new things, and I'm sharing the knowledge to people that's willing to listen. And to take, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20, the whole thing, you know, to take, for you all to be taking that time out to even, you know, to press play, you know, that's appreciative for me. I appreciate that. I love you for all the support. You know, anyone that knows me knows how much I really put into this and be, you know, just putting into being the best version of myself so I can be the best versions for everyone else. That's how much I really do care about this. You know, mental health is important. You know, I wasn't so open about it a few years ago, but now that I am, look at where we are now. I'm opening to you on a platform that can be accessed by millions and billions of people, and that's not easy, you know. And it took a lot of courage. It took a lot of getting over myself and my fears, my anxiety, to really be open to this degree. You know, I'm not ashamed to say that I've had depression. I'm not ashamed that I said to say and to admit that I have anxiety. I have a deep anxiety. You know, sometimes I'm always overthinking. You know, I'm always questioning, you know, the positive things that's awarded or offered and given to me. You know, my anxiety just leads me to a deep path of self-destruction. You know, just always questioning things. And I hate it. But, you know, I work with it. I work on it. And I don't want to say like I'm always getting better. Like, you know, I'm, you know, putting in the work in the off season and anything like that. No, it's not like a seasonal thing. It's a everyday thing. And, you know, I don't think it's something that's going to go away, but I'm always working better to be, you know, I'm always working on it to be better for myself, you know, and to be around people and to be in a space where I can trust myself fully. And appreciate myself. You know, it's not easy. And it's always a day-to-day, you know, process. But, you know, I've come to terms with that. And I'm in full confidence in myself and my ability to be better to get to the destination that I want. And that's to have complete mental control. To be in a space where seasonal affective disorder is no longer a thing. Or at least decreased, you know. Again, it's not easy, but you just got to keep working on it and see where you can do, you know. Until you try, you'll never know. You get what I'm saying? Like, some people need a push. You know, I can push myself sometimes, but even me, I need a push in the back, you know. And so try to be around people that will push you, that will catch you, you know, that will see you falling and then push you up, not see you fall and then stand there and then after a few minutes, you know, okay, then I'm going to go help them up. No, you don't want to be around those people. And you got to be very aware of people like that, you know, for real. Just try to enjoy life. You know, more life, more lessons, more love, more blessings. You know, it's not easy living. It's not, you know. To the people that had the money and the cars and the clothes, the hoes, I suppose, I just want to be successful. Yeah, you know, I just want to be successful too. And we all have different opinions of success. And my opinion may be, or my opinion of success is going to be different from others. But hey, it is what it is. So with that being said, if I can find it real fast, I'm going to try to find it real fast. All right. Here it is right here. Which one is it? I don't know if it's be able to play it, but I'm going to play something towards the end. So anyway, I'll get with you later. All right. More tune upon your head tops. So watch how you speak on my name, you know. Jeez.